If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Rick Overton, the magic of Rick Overton, live in studio. Hello! We've missed you, sir.
Missed you right back.
Yes.
You've been a traveling, a worldly lady.
Thank you, yes. And also, you are a calming influence. You keep saying Donald Trump is not going to win. We need that because everybody's in a panic.
Thank you, media. Thank you, TV, stirring us up so you can sell us all the little pills that make that go away. Side effects may include cracker mouth, talking all Frenchy style.
They got to make it a horse race.
Googly eyes.
Right. And then election night, we'll hear that election music. I'm Wolf Blitzer. Hillary has won every state. Sorry that we with you.
I'm sorry. Right. I made a mistake.
Right, right. It can't have gone any other way.
I can't.
No, it's a set. Relax.
Were you nervous? Ah, that makes me laugh.
Of course, people said that about Reagan, too.
I know. Yeah, that's true. It's true. Don't get happy.
Well,
stay terrified.
Yeah, stay terrified because you're always much more effective when all your contradicting muscle groups are zigzagging
It's cross training
each other.
Muscle confusion.
Yeah, and you're
stay in it.
All your muscles release all the fluids and solids in your body. Right. That's when you're at peak.
Yes.
Optimal
peak
combat
performance.
Efficiency. Yes.
Stay combat ready, everybody.
Combat ready, everybody. Stay frosty. Remember, keep loading those adult diapers.
Get your brown pants.
All right. One more from the Daily Show interviewing Trump supporters. Here we go.
So I printed out two identical photos to see if they could see what we couldn't.
Which one's the body double?
I'd say that one.
Oh, what is it about this one that makes you think it's not Hillary Clinton?
That little thing on her cheek is very obvious, and the scarring or whatever this is down in her throat is different.
Oh. They look a ton alike, right?
This looks a little bit younger.
You think this looks younger?
Yeah.
But don't you think if you just look at something for long enough and you kind of have a paranoid mind, eventually you'll find a difference and make a big deal
of it? Yeah,
I think
something like that's possible. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be possible.
Yeah, it won't matter.
Yeah, it's possible. Okay, and then one more. Here we go.
And one of the most unbelievable discoveries yet.
Barack Obama had a big part of 9/11.
Which part?
Not being around, always on vacation, never in the office.
Why do you think Barack Obama wasn't in the Oval Office on 9/11?
That I don't know. We'd like to get to the bottom of that.
Wow, mind blown.
All right, yeah, we heard that one before. Okay.
He's not going to be president.
Still a state senator at the time.
See, I've been confident, too, and I did say, back when the polls were really up, I said I did think there was one possibility that Hillary Clinton is hit by space junk. Mm-hmm. Mm. And now, look at this, just on cue, China's space station spinning out of control and will crash to Earth.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Don't know when.
Don't know
Hillary
don't
could
know
be
when,
hit by space
don't
junk.
Don't know when.
Gravity, too.
Yep.
Wasn't that a sequence? Wasn't it the Chinese station going
China
in
wants
gravity?
Trump to be president because he buys all his stuff from them.
We'll meet again when we're killed by Chinese space junk.
Let's send the space junk hit Hillary.
Oh, boy.
Did you see they went to his new hotel and literally everything there is made in China? They took pictures of everything.
Space junk.
Yes.
Chinese space junk.
The Chinese are sending space junk.
I have the best Chinese space junk.
Donald Trump, gave a stump speech where in Ohio yesterday. Said he would replace the failed and corrupt establishment. And he would terminate all job-killing orders from the Obama administration. The job-killing orders that have resulted in the unemployment rate being half what it was when he took over.
That's what I mean.
Those will all be. Yeah.
So he also make it double.
Used the speech to try to reach out to black voters. He said to the African-American community, vote for Donald J. Trump. What do you have to lose? It's not going to get any worse. Oh, God, that again. Everything.
God.
We have everything to lose.
Ask the candidate. Ask Kellyanne Conway about the candidate.
Oh, God. I just can't take her anymore. Can you? She's just
so smug and.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's such a good liar and spinner. I get that part, but she just really is enabling just pure unadulterated evil. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say she has a huge future in where Trump is going, reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where that kind of stuff is sold.
Right.
That's their specialty.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what they're saying, that this is all preparation for Trump TV.
Trump TV.
Wouldn't that be fun, everybody, to see him on TV more than he is now?
I'm mad as hell, and
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Where all his business has always been.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where he's ready to return.
Bob in Texas, you're on with Rick and Company. Hello, Bob.
Hi. I heard that when Donald Trump took his physical, the colonoscopy showed that he has brain damage.
Ah, yeah. See what you yes. did there, good one. Bob. Someone said he can't do the colonoscopy because that's where all his secret plans are. secret ISIS plan and all the other.
There's a wall. I built a wall.
I built a wall in my colon.
And the Mexicans are going to pay for it.
I cannot. Wait a minute. Another ass-related news. I meant to mention this. An employee at the Canadian Mint is accused of smuggling $180,000 worth of gold in his rectum.
Oh.
Wow, that is roomy.
Well, gold, the price of gold's gone up, or he's got a capacious can.
I don't know if this is all at once, but that's a lot of...
Yeah. Wow. So
Lester Lawrence.
You're dragging.
Is accused of transporting several cookie-sized gold pieces called pucks out of the mint and selling them to a gold buyer.
Well, Canada, yeah, hockey pucks.
One thing gold that may have been a giveaway, they found a tub of Vaseline in his work locker. Because you would ask, how do you get $180,000 worth of gold up your ass?
Your father gave me this gold coin.
I kept it up my ass.
I'll be damned.
It's right there next to the watch.
If I'm putting it up that dry, I use Vaseline.
I use my dad's gold watch.
It's next to the watch and the cowbell.
I need more cowbell.
I got a fever.
Okay, all right. Julia in...
Oh, sure. It's my cowbell. It's
my coins up my ass.
Julia in Ohio, good luck to you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Best of luck.
I'm so angry. This whole business with Donald Trump and Don King, I don't know if anybody remembers. I live in Windsor. Don King has a home in Windsor.
Oh.
Statuary, all this giant whatever, so ostentatious.
No.
And the thing of it is, I don't know if anybody remembers that Don King stomped a man to death in the 60s.
Mm. Oh,
and
yeah.
And went to prison.
Yes.
Wow.
And you see him and Donald Trump, who's the same kind of expletive.
Right. Right.
At the black church where there are not too many black people.
Right. And well, also, he's a black person that will say the N-word, which is a...
Say the N-word.
Which is and a plus for Donald Trump.
Yucking it up. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And recently, within the past week or so, in Cleveland, they were going to name a street Don King Way. And it turns out that the street that they picked was the very same street where he killed the man.
Wow. Ay, ay, ay. And he knows all the very best people, as you know.
I know the best people.
Including Chris Christie.
I know the best murderers.
Speak of him yucking it up. See that picture? Everyone's looking at that picture? That's at the 9/11 ceremony when they were telling him about Bridgegate and that they shut the bridge down.
Remember to smile on camera.
Mm-hmm. The Daily Beast writing, Christie kept insisting somehow he'd found vindication about Bridgegate, but his flunkies stand trial for the crime. The prosecutor made plain the governor was no innocent. The photo of him with his crony, David Wildstein, yucking it up at Ground Zero during a memorial observance of the 12th anniversary of 9/11 was an insult to the thousands who were murdered there. Insult becomes obscenity, as federal prosecutor now tells us that the government believes Christie and Wildstein and fellow crony Bill Baroni were laughing about it that day. Ha, 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 ha. Bridgegate. As recounted in federal court on Monday, Wildstein and Baroni bragged to Christie during the 9/11 memorial that they shut down access lanes leading from Fort Lee on the GW Bridge to punish the mayor of New Jersey because he'd failed to endorse the governor for re-election. The big laugh was that Wildstein and Baroni and Christie's chief of staff, Bridget Ann Kelly, had been ignoring repeated calls from the mayor, who was becoming panicked because there was a public safety emergency in which ambulances and other emergency vehicles were having trouble getting through. And that's the funniest thing Chris Christie ever heard.
Am I the only one that's getting the feeling that all these stories coming out are the next on a huge mile-high stack of things that something should be done about, but nothing will be done about?
Right, right.
That we are being kind of conditioned to go, that's the next thing that will not be addressed with anything that has a consequence attached.
Right, because it's exhausting. The news cycles, like you've already forgotten the last horrific thing or crooky thing, and you're just like, oh.
So it makes you people at some point realize, they go, there's no overriding authority that protects us from this. When this got pointed out when I was a child, it used to be someone rode up then, pulled up with trucks and pulled all the stuff, the files out of their office and marched them out. And now it's just no one marches anybody out. They get to keep doing it. And it makes me wonder in the future, like, that's why people are now protesting the pipeline on their own. They're risking everything because they see no one else is doing it for us.
Right. I mean, the birther skit that he did Friday totally preempted that he basically just called for someone to kill Hillary Clinton again, which in any normal
you can't be
election,
president after that.
Right.
You can't
by the way,
that's another thing.
Has anybody been
more
talking?
More evidence to my point.
He's talking about, you know, them disarming and, oh, let's see what happens to her. The other thing is, has anyone pointed out that Secret Service people don't generally protect people with a gun? They protect them with their body. Mm-hmm. So if something happens to a Secret Service agent, Donald Trump has blood on his hands, doesn't he?
Yep.
I mean, you're encouraging someone, you know, I mean...
I think he already does.
Yeah.
In some place, somewhere, by inspiration, by association, someone got harmed because of the rhetoric.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
This
is all a demonstration of why he can't possibly.
All right. Okay, Uncle Rick. I feel better when Uncle Rick is here. Mm-hmm.